Now, this time last week, we were in the eye of what turned out to be one of the worst storms in living memory. 7 days on, and the repercussions of Storm Éowyn continue to be felt. 74,000 homes and businesses are without electricity. That's down from a high of 768,000. The Irish Farmers Association has said there's huge frustration among its members who remain without vital services, and it says a government review is needed. In County Leitrim, ESB workers have been restoring power to parts of Mohill this morning. Dave Carey, who's the project leader with ESB Networks, has been speaking to our Northwest correspondent, Shane O'Carreen.
This is my 35th year. Been through several storms, Darwin, Ophelia, and I've never seen damage like this. It's unprecedented. The wind damage, the amount of damage, I've never seen anything like this. Well, our message is, first of all, safety. Be safe out there. Don't go near any fallen wires. Stay away and report them if you see them down. We are doing our best to get our customers back. We do hope to have them all back within the next week, as we've said. We are doing everything we can to do that. And lastly, I'd like to thank especially our French colleagues who've come over here today, this week, to help us. People have no power, and you have to be sympathetic and empathetic towards that. But look, we are doing everything we can. We have every available resource. There's 3,000 technicians deployed across the west and northwest, trying to get people's power back, and we will get them back as soon as we can.
Dave Carey there, project leader with ESB Networks in County Leitrim. For a look at the national picture, we're joined by our agriculture and consumer affairs correspondent, Angus Cox. Angus, can you give us the figures, first of all, for what's happening around the country today?
Yes, Rachel, we'll start with electricity. As of 12 o'clock this afternoon, ESB Network says it's restored power supply to 694,000 homes, farms and businesses in the aftermath of the storm, and that 74,000 customers remain without power. That's down from a peak of 768,000. So we're hearing loads about the fantastic work ESB crews are doing. So they are eating into it. It's just taking some time. We heard earlier from ESB's regional manager, Brian Tapley, who was speaking with Claire Burns, said it'll be next week before all customers are restored. They're going to move on to the low voltage network, and each fault repair will only restore a handful of customers. That means the estimate at the moment, as we heard in the news bulletin there, is the 5th or 6th of February, so up to next Thursday before the last remaining customers are reconnected. In terms of water outages, Ishke Aaron says water supply has now been restored to the majority of homes and businesses impacted by Storm Éowyn, and there are fewer than 800 premises across the country remaining without water supply this lunchtime. Alternative water supplies and tankers will remain in place to support communities as supplies return. And away from power and water then, Rachel, An Post says all but one post office nationwide, that's Dunmore and Galway, remaining closed, are open following the storm, and arrangements are in place to ensure social protection payments can be made to all recipients. It says connectivity issues mean a number of post offices are operating manually when it comes to processing payments, and in some areas worse impacted by the storm, arrangements are in place for collections to be made at nearby branches.
And as we've been hearing on this programme during the week, Dunmore in County Galway is one of those places that really has borne the brunt of all of this. Farmers talking about their predicament this lunchtime. Angus, what are they saying?
That's right, Rachel. The Irish Farmers Association has said there's huge frustration among farmers who are still without power or water in some of the affected areas by the storm a week on. It's calling for the government to review what happened. The IFA Deputy President Alice Doyle met with regional and county chairs for the organisation from Connacht this morning in Carrick and Shannon to discuss the continuing fallout from the storm. She's calling on the government to put a task force in place involving stakeholders to begin work on addressing the vulnerabilities the storm has brought to light. That IFA meeting heard that farmers in affected areas, they're experiencing real hardship caring for animals without power or water, that they're under massive stress, as are of course many people in the rural communities, as we've been hearing. The association is making the point that there's a real fear that the focus will quickly move off these issues until a similar event happens again, saying that cannot be allowed to happen. And at that meeting, interestingly, future proofing was discussed, so farms and householders would have changeover switches that would allow them to use a generator to keep functioning in the event of a power outage, while corridors in forestry were also raised as a possible means of improving maintenance of power cables.
Angus, thank you very much. Our correspondent Angus Cox. In Cork this morning, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin was asked about the official response to the impact of the storm. Here's some of what he said to reporters, including RTE Southern editor Pascal Sheehy.
I've already asked for work to be done to accelerate investment in the grid, to future-proof it and make it more resilient. There will be a need for really substantial investment in our electricity grid into the future, because if you look at the table over the last 10 years, the number and severity of storms of this kind is growing. Climate change is now having an impact. In the short term, for those who are still without power, I've asked the Minister for Social Protection and the Department of Social Welfare to again have a sustained engagement, proactive engagement with those communities in terms of payments and also in terms of vulnerable people, that we would organise their accommodation where possible.
The Taoiseach speaking in County Cork this morning.